2, 3, 4.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
5, 7, 8.
Hello, ladies.
9, 10, 11.
Elvis Duran presents.
12, 13, 14, 15.
The 15-minute morning show.
All right, as Gandhi pointed out, I got a little bit of juice left in me. You got to squeeze it out for this last 15 minutes of this 15-minute morning show.
You can do it. 15 right. more minutes of your content.
You
let's go.
Do
let's
it.
Go. Let's
what?
Go.
Here's
do
the thing.
It, do it. Do it.
I'm so glad you guys are here. I am so glad.
That we came
Danielle,
in studio?
Seeing you was such a surprise. I heard a voice, and I'm like, that's not Danielle. Sounds like Sam, but she's making her voice sound like Danielle.
That's what you and Siri said yesterday. You know, Danielle, it would be even more fun if you came in since Elvis isn't here tomorrow.
Yeah.
You know, it would be cool if we were all in the same place. I was like, you're right, I'll come
we
in.
We did kind of guilt you a little bit.
Kind of did, but that's okay.
Hardcore
I enjoyed it.
And then Gandhi's been here for the last 2 weeks.
Thanks for letting me crash the little boys club over here.
Anytime. You guys are
Gandhi is lucky because she lives like how many minutes away from here?
Like 8.
Right, so for her, for me, it's 40 minutes for me to get my ass here.
That's 8 minutes as you go to your driveway for Christmas. Sam came in today.
What a good day.
You see?
So fun.
See? And Diamond's here.
Yeah, Diamond.
And Scotty B.
Diamond, Froggy's. Well, Froggy, you're always here, but Scotty B's here, and he's not complaining too much.
Well, I mean, what's the pink elephant in the room, or not in the room? Garrett.
You know, that's me. That's me. No, no, I'll check. Hey, I'm pretty sure I saw Scary yesterday too. Scary, any mention of like, hey, we're gonna get everybody back together? I'll check my email on that.
We were literally at like a family event where all of us were there yesterday.
No, not a single word. Not a single word of this. Sam was sitting right next to me too. Gandhi, you were there. I'm pretty sure.
And I didn't know it was about to be a party. I would have told you.
Me either. Yeah, no. I found out
the
in the car.
The gray jeans you had on yesterday, I really liked. I meant to tell you yesterday.
Oh, you could have them too. If
excellent.
It's all, they're all yours. They're all yours. Yeah. No.
I didn't think to say anything.
I'm gonna check my spam, guys. I'll be right back. Maybe Sherry sent me.
Oh,
let's not throw a pity party for yourself because you know that we are all invited back whenever we want.
Yeah. Oh, of course. I'll be back tomorrow to guilt you even more. But I'm pretty sure you invited. Hey, Danielle. You know it would be cool for you to come back.
He did say, "Don't tell Garrett."
No, I'm pretty sure. No. Scary's very good at that. Scary is very, very good at that.
Why are you causing shit, Danielle?
Like stir the pot.
Stir the pot.
Look at that. Danielle's so good at that.
See, when Danielle stirs the pot, everyone laughs. When I stir the pot, they're like, "You gotta start a fight. You gotta come in here and start a fight."
See, I think it's because Danielle doesn't really mean anything by it.
Oh, shit!
Of course she does.
Gandhi, there's that kernel of truth.
You're right. You're right. Just drop the nugget and walk out of the room.
Oh, sign me up tomorrow. I'm there. I will be there, bells on
but,
and everything.
No one else will be here tomorrow.
Exactly. Exactly.
I'll come, Garrett.
Then I'll make you all feel guilty.
Sam said she's coming.
I'll come hang out, Garrett, if you come in tomorrow.
Diamond, you want to come back?
Yeah, sure.
Where is she? She's not on camera. Where are you, Diamond?
I know. Can you turn your thing on?
Can I move? And then there she is.
Is it, okay, can you see?
Where is she?
Okay, are we okay like sharing a microphone now? I mean, I can't. What's the rule?
Stand
we're all
up, Diamond,
vaccinated.
Stand up.
I don't know.
We can be in the same room.
I don't
room.
Know. I don't want your spittle on me.
Wait, where can you see her? Behind who?
Danielle.
Oh, behind Danielle and Sam.
Behind me.
For people listening to this, like, what the fuck are you talking about?
I know.
She has an ugly Mets hat on.
Hey.
Ooh, wow.
Let's go Mets.
Shots boy, Danielle, fired. You got ballsy. You got
See,
ballsy, man.
There wasn't a nugget of truth in that fight.
By the way, I love how. So, Danielle came in, 2 days last week, right?
Yeah.
You got the ticket on the second day. And after you got the ticket, you're like, fuck this, I'm never coming back.
What did I say? So, I got a ticket because I have my bike rack on the back of my car. I've had it on the back of my car for a year. I know, even in the winter, whatever. Anyway, so. Never had a ticket, never had a problem in New Jersey. Mm-hmm. I come back to New York one fucking day. You can't see your license plate, which is bullshit, and they give me a ticket. So you tell me if you wanted to come back after that. No, because I didn't want to get another ticket. So then what happens? We try to take the bike rack off last night. My husband's like, I can't find the wrench that takes the bike rack off. So instead of, you know, unfortunately, possibly getting another ticket, I had to park in a lot today. It's probably going to cost me $90, but... I love you, and here I am.
Well, you could have just parked in the street and just pulled the bike rack down so the plate was...
Yeah, but I would have probably... Knowing this place, I would have gotten a ticket because I took up two spots or something.
Yeah, that's
probably
true.
Well, please.
Well, it's a money grab right now because we're looking at this, and the city spent billions of dollars with COVID. They lost billions of dollars by people not coming in here, so they got to make it up somehow.
That's
now they're trying to make
true.
It up.
Yeah.
I want to see Danielle in court, though. I just envision, like, my cousin Vinny with Danielle in court, like, just fighting for herself.
I picture it'll just be a Shove it up your ass.
This is bullshit.
Yeah.
This is bullshit.
Who do you think you are?
Well, the saddest thing is that my dad used to come to court with me when I used to buy tickets. And I actually have a ticket coming up that I got when I came back here when my dad passed. I was not thinking straight, and I don't know.
Happens.
Sure.
And they gave me a ticket anyway. They didn't want to hear anything.
What?
So I've
you told them that your
COVID,
dad had just passed away and they still didn't give a shit?
Yeah, I think maybe a lot of people use that as an excuse and they're not
telling
the truth.
Oh, that's so gross.
So
oh,
mine was
those
the
people
truth.
Are, there's a special circle in hell for fake parents.
So, you know what I'm going to do, though? I think when I go to court, I'm going to bring my dad's
his funeral card?
The funeral card.
Oh, yeah.
And it has the date of his death on it. And you're going to see that 4 days later, my butt was back at work. And I wasn't in the right mind.
Yeah.
You know, maybe they'll take some kind of,
I think
don't know.
If you just show up for court, they'll toss it.
You think
I've showed up for so many tickets that I got when I used to actually drive, and they would just be like, what did you get out of here? The judge said once, if you show up and you're not looking like a delinquent criminal, you
just
look normal. They're just like, fine,
but
get out of here.
Want, they want money. They'll reduce it, but they want money.
I just
all.
Don't, I don't mind paying the money. I just don't want points. If
they'll take the points
you can fight
off.
For that.
They'll take the points. I've gone to court, I don't know, half a dozen times now for speeding tickets or whatever. And most of the time, if you go there, you show up, you look presentable. The judge most of the time is like, all right, no points, but pay the fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you know, last time I got a ticket, this really happened. So the lady's writing me up and I was being very nice to her. And she turned to me and she said, I wish I didn't write this ticket for you. And I go, why? She goes, because you're being so nice to me. But I started writing it and now I have no choice. She's like, but I just want you
to know. She knew what she was doing. That was to make herself feel. Danielle. Danielle.
I like to believe it.
Yeah, Danielle. Seriously.
I was being nice, asshole.
It's funny. I've only gotten two speeding tickets in my life, and I remember both cops. One when I was 16 years old and I was on a junior license and I got my license suspended for 6 months from Officer Rockefeller. God damn him.
Sounds like he had enough money.
Yeah.
He was hiding in the bushes. And I
was hiding in the bushes?
I was doing 77 and a 55 on a brand new junior license.
Well, that was dumb.
Well, that's dumb.
What the hell did I know?
See, I have a gold card now because my brother-in-law is a detective. So I have one of those like laminated ones that say they can't be taken away from me. And I tell him my life's goal now is to figure out the maximum crime I can commit and hand that card.
And if you don't know what Sam's talking about, because I didn't know this, it's a PBA card, right?
Yeah. It's special.
Yeah, Policeman's Benevolent Association.
Yes.
And supposedly if you show this when you get pulled over, they won't give you
a
ticket.
It doesn't always work.
They're not allowed to, like, they could take your card away when a police officer hands you your card. This one, he goes, no, I paid for it, and no one is allowed to take it away. Like, no matter what I do, it doesn't mean it's going to work for me, but I will own it, so I want to find out what the max crime I can commit.
Are you going to start with murder?
I feel like working backwards from there would be a good way to learn,
You know, I tried that one time. My brother's a policeman, and so I got pulled over one time, and I go to the cop that pulled me over. I go, you know, my brother's a police officer, and the cop looks at me and goes, well, I guess you should know better then, right?
Oh, yeah. That's a good retort.
But that's true, because a lot of times, I know my husband used his PBA card when he did something, and I remember him getting a call from the police officer that gave it to him and said, really?
Yeah.
Next time, could you, you know.
Yeah.
Because maybe they get embarrassed that they gave you the card and you did something stupid.
Probably. Because there's probably a knock on them, right?
Of course.
You know, I mean, imagine if we like got someone into a concert and they acted a fool. We'd be like, oh, another person. Future apologies to my brother-in-law, Detective Joseph Gentile. I'm really sorry.
Oh, and now you said his name.
No. He's the only one who could take it away from me, but I'll run real fast.
Hey, so Froggy, I just want to go on record and say I think you're funnier than Lisa. Sorry.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, sure. Talk about starting a fight. Here
don't
we go.
Wind him up.
I don't think so.
I think Lisa's very fun.
She is.
No,
but I think
Lisa's
you're funny.
The entire package.
No, she's not.
Well, that's obvious.
Yes,
Danielle would
she
say,
is.
Listen to me. Danielle would say anything just to agree with Lisa, okay? I mean, that's...
Lisa is fun. She's funny.
Oh, let me ask you.
She just makes me happy and smile and I just get warm.
Well, you know
feelings.
What? I'll send her to you then.
have you ever disagreed with Lisa?
Yes. Lisa and I have disagreed on many things, and it's funny. We have the kind of relationship that we can agree to disagree and just move on.
So she disagreed with her yesterday when Lisa tried to say
can.
It was Froggy's fault for running over the garbage cans.
She didn't get mad.
Danielle
she
didn't take
like,
her
okay.
side. Yeah.
She just laughs.
Just checking. Because a lot of times I feel like friends will side with that friend no matter what.
No, but a true friend would not do that.
We
have disagreed, but we both have agreed. Sometimes if we disagree on something and we feel like it's going in the wrong direction, we will both say, now's the time to stop discussing it because we don't want to fight. So,
tell us what the fights are about.
You don't want to know.
What's that, Frog?
I wish Lisa and I would do that. Well, we're about to have a big blowout.
Right.
Try it, and then say, Danielle told me to do this, and see if it'll like smooth things over.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure that'll work really well.
But the fight started, right?
What?
The fight started. Not that Lisa's necessarily funnier than Froggy. She's trying to figure out, do you guys think your wives and girlfriends are funny?
Right.
Yeah. No, Lisa, I told her yesterday to say something funny, and it took her forever. And then even what she said really wasn't that funny. It was funny the way
but
she
you can't
said it.
That's hard for anyone.
You can't say, hey, say something funny right now.
Your stand-up comic, be funny right now. And then, Froggy, what you told us she said that actually made you laugh was so stupid.
Right.
That, like, it makes me question you.
But I got news for you. If she came in here right now and said what she said to me, you would laugh. 100%.
What'd she say?
I was trying to get her to say funny things because I needed to take a picture with me smiling or, like, a laugh or whatever. And so she's, like, saying things or whatever. And then she, out of the blue, she just goes, all right, fine, titties. And I started laughing.
I'm going to throw this out there. My girlfriend is Facebook funny.
Okay.
If we're going to talk about funny versus not. Okay.
Okay.
She is so witty and clever and hilarious on social media. The things that she puts up on Instagram, Facebook, whatever. In person, she's fun, but she doesn't have the quick one-liners. I think certain people are funny when they think, when you think and it's pre-calculated and you're like, you want to write your thoughts out.
Right.
You can be a genius. But when it comes to everyday in person, spur of the moment, maybe not so much. Is that a fair assessment of people in our lives?
Yeah, I would say some people
sometimes.
Like that.
Okay, good. I don't want anyone to start screaming or yelling like, oh, you're trying to say your girlfriend's not funny?
I was actually really impressed by all of you guys because I said, do you guys think your girlfriends or wives, whatever, are funny? And you all said yes, except for Froggy. Which I love because there are so many guys in the world who say, girls aren't funny, oh my God, girls can't make jokes. Yeah, they can. And you guys admit that your ladies are funny. I love that.
Now, Danielle, if I ask Sheldon who's funny and who's fun, what would he say?
He says that he's funny and I'm fun. And then I go, really? And then even the kids in the house will say, yeah, Mom, you're not funny. Dad's funny. You're fun. And I go, do you guys not know what I do for a living? Do you not? They're like, well, you know.
See, here's the thing. Danielle, every once in a while, drops something in that is fucking hilarious.
Right. Yeah, you drop these funny bombs on people.
Okay, every now and then. Sorry.
No, what I'm saying is, she should think that as an insult. Oh, man, damn it, that's not an insult.
Like, shit sandwich.
You're funny, but every once in a while, you drop one that is fucking priceless. When you say, don't shit yourself. I'm still laughing.
By the way,
if
you encounter a stranger from now on, and you're like arguing with him, and you want to say something funny to them, tell them, go shit yourself. Watch the look on their face. They've never been told that before, and they don't know what to do.
Ever. And we have Danielle Monero to thank for that.
Thank you, Danielle.
I'm going to get a t-shirt that says, go shit yourself.
Go shit yourself.
What's with you and shit?
What's with her and shit?
What's with me and
Why
shit?
Why is it at the 11th minute of every 15-minute morning show?
Isn't he the one that sends us pictures of his shit?
Yeah,
What's me
now,
and shit?
You know what? I never sent a picture of my shit.
Scotty, I wasn't going to say this, but I'm going to read it now.
Oh, here we go.
Okay, I want you guys to... This is the relationship that I have with Scotty. Last night...
Oh, no. Scotty, you're going to regret this.
This is the text I get from Scotty. I'm reading it verbatim.
Here we go.
It's amazing that I thought of you for some reason when I saw this, but here goes. Went into a gross gas station bathroom today to pee, and there was shit in the toilet. Already I was gagging. I flushed it with my foot after I noticed there was no toilet paper or paper towels. I looked over, and in the garbage can was a mask with shit on it. They wiped their ass with a mask.
I would like you to know, Scotty came in and regaled us with that tale this morning, and as he was telling it, was gagging the whole time.
So here's my question. Because I thought of him.
Yeah, I asked Scotty, I said, what made you think of me when you saw that? He said, I don't know. I guess we're shit brothers.
Oh my God.
What a bond.
And once again,
you and shit question.
The last third of every one of these podcasts on the 15-Minute Morning Show always turn to duty.
Duty.
Poopy. Duty.
One thing we all relate to.
I want to use an alternate word.
Thank you. Go shit yourself, Froggy.
Go shit yourself.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Scotty, go shit yourself.
I hate the word duty.
Poopy doopy.
All right. Can we edit the last 30 seconds?
Yeah.
Oh, God. No, we have to keep this in here now.
30 seconds left.
I think that's 30 seconds too much.
Can we have Diamond close it out? Because I feel like she'll be a palate cleanser.
Help us, help us.
Words of wisdom.
Just tell us anything, Diamond.
That's better than what we just talked about.
Sorry, say it again. I can't hear you. I need you to talk louder.
Just end the 15-minute morning show with a closing thought. Any thought. What are you thinking?
I have to take a shit. Peace out, motherfucker.
Did not see that coming. Didn't see it coming.
Did not see that coming.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.